Each month, one of the directors of Wisconsin Public Radio joins us on an Ideas Network show on the first Monday of the month to share information about WPR and answer your questions.
Mike Arnold is with us today to share the latest on our WPR Next project, to preview more WPR centennial celebrations, and more. And you can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. What questions do you have about Wisconsin Public Radio and what's on the air? Do you have questions about things you'd like to hear? And how do you listen on a radio, on a computer, on your phone? Call us at 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
WPR's Director of Content, Mike Arnold, is in the studio with us. Mike, welcome back.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Well, WPR Next still going along. Remind us what WPR Next is all about, Mike.
It's basically a way for us to try out some new program ideas. It's a program incubator project, and we have four shows because science.
Right.
I just looked at Veronica.
Right, at Veronica.
You couldn't see that on the air. Beta, Entertain Us, and Wisconsin Life Weekend. I think Wisconsin Life Weekend was on last weekend, wasn't it?
Coming up this weekend.
Oh, it's coming up
actually.
This weekend. Okay, great. Yeah, Beta was last. No, Entertain Us was last weekend. I'm so confused.
Yeah,
anyway.
Well, we've got a lot of shows, and they're airing. And I want to give a little listen to give a taste of Wisconsin Life Weekend, since that's the one still coming up. And here's just a sense of what it's all about.
My dad, who has no college degree, used to read the dictionary, and he named me sagacious. And I asked my dad, why did you name me sagacious? Because I'm the only one in my I have 11 other siblings. Their names are like Chandra, Sean, Kyle, Paul, Isaac, right? I'm the only sagacious, right? So why me? And my dad said, because I wanted you to live up to your name. That was important to me. And so as time went on, when I became an adult, I said, Dad, there's a word right across from my name, salacious. You know, one letter different, it would have been the pole for me, Dad. I would have been right there swinging on the pole, right? And here I am at the podium, right? Like, that was one letter different. And then I realized that he understood that, and the name was very intentional. By the time he got to me, he was saying, enough. There's something that's happening in our family. And if I call you something different, if I call you wise every day, then maybe you arise.
So that's a kind of story we might hear on Wisconsin Life Weekend, and it's an extension of what we hear and see on Wisconsin Life on WPR and Wisconsin Public Television. Tell us a little more about Wisconsin Life Weekend.
Yeah, Wisconsin Life Weekend will be, it talks to people around the state and looks at different parts of the state, slightly different than the Wisconsin Life that you normally hear, so it's definitely worth giving it a listen this weekend. And that was a great interview. Actually, the whole interview is really good to listen to, and that's coming up on the Ideas Network this Saturday at 10 in the place of Ask Me Another, which will be back. And it's on Sunday at 11 in the place of Car Talk, which will be back too after this weekend. So if you want to hear that, you can do that. If you prefer to listen on News and Classical, it's Saturday at 3 p.m. on that station.
And as I understand it, we are looking for feedback. We want to hear what people think of these new shows.
Yes, we're asking people what they think quite a bit. Some people say, do you really want to put these on the air and let people hear them? And we said, yeah, that's what we'd like to do. We'd like to hear what people think. And some of the people have said, I'd prefer to hear the program that was normally on. But we've also had some people with really great feedback on the programs and have been able to tell us what they think, and also have a survey online that people can take. So we're hoping that you will recognize that the shows that we're preempting will be back, and really listen to the shows and let us know what you think.
And also at WPR Next, I think people can do that survey and check out all four of the shows if
you
don't want to go back in time to listen to them on the air. This is exciting stuff. I mean, you worked with us on Central Time.
Yeah.
It's exciting stuff to make a new show.
Yeah, it's fun to try something new, and it's also fun to kind of hear what people think of it. So we hope that you'll play along with us as we try out these new program ideas on Wisconsin Public Radio. It should be fun.
Talking to Mike Arnold, Director of Content here at WPR, looking at what's going on behind the scenes, sometimes in front of the scenes, too, at Wisconsin Public Radio. Some big news, Mike, about this very familiar voice.
Welcome to another edition of Garden Talk. Hi, I'm Larry Mueller.
I went all the way back to Friday to find that archival audio. That was Larry introducing Garden Talk just last Friday. Larry, big news here. He was inducted into the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, and I thought he wasn't already in it. But right. He is now.
Yeah, he is now, and it's well-deserved. Larry has been at Wisconsin Public Radio for 50 years here at the station, and he began hosting the Larry Mueller Show in 1978, which isn't quite 50 years ago. It's 30-something. I don't know. I can't do math right now. And it's the longest-running call-in show in Wisconsin. So, you know, he's also a much-loved professor at UW College of Agricultural Life Science for the past 40 years. And he's inspired and mentored thousands of students in excellence in broadcasting and also inspires a lot of listeners on a regular basis. So I think he really deserves to be in the Broadcasters Association Hall of Fame. It's really a great honor for Larry, and he deserves it.
And I think we could say behind the scenes without fear of contradiction, he's a pretty nice fellow to work with.
Oh, yeah. He's very nice.
And he knows.
Probably the nicest person here.
He knows everything.
Yeah, he does.
Wait, you just looked at us after you said nicest person here. I can't.
You guys are the second and third.
I can't argue. Nicest. Larry's a nicer guy than I am. I can't contest that. So a big congratulations to Larry, Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. Well-deserved there. And speaking of recognition here at WPR, I hold in my hand a list of awards recently won by Wisconsin Public Radio and the reporters here and others. I mean, we could just take the whole time reading the awards. We're not going to do that. But do you want to give us some highlights, Mike?
We had a lot of awards, including Best Radio Website Award, First Place Award for WisConText, which is a new partnership we have with Wisconsin Public Television and University of Wisconsin Extension. We received all sorts of stuff, just all sorts of awards. And, you know, they're... At some places, at some radio stations, it's like one person who wins awards, mm-hmm. and that's it. It's like, okay, Dave won an award again, and everybody goes, oh, boy, Dave, he's always winning. But here we have a lot of people who have won. Bridget Bowden won a number of awards. Maureen McCollum won some awards. We had an award from Glenn Moberg. Won an award. Let me see who else. Rich Kramer. I mean, a lot of the names that you hear on a regular basis were awarded, and this isn't just like, you know, backslapping or anything. These are judged by people who are broadcasters in other states, so they don't know who these people are, and they're actually listening to them, and they're saying, boy, this is really good. They deserve an award. So it's a big deal, and we've really seen quite an uptick in awards for WPR. So that's an exciting thing because news is important to us.
Yeah, bragging about our news team a bit. I mean, you hear it's kind of a cliche, the award-winning news team when you think of like a news channel or something like that. We don't say it much, but our news people win a lot of awards.
Yeah, it's very impressive, and it's an important part of our mission here. I think we're very focused on providing in-depth coverage of Wisconsin, and thankfully, people are recognizing that.
It's Mondays with Mike. We're talking to WPR's Director of Content, Mike Arnold, about what's going on here at Wisconsin Public Radio.
And we'd love to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What questions or comments do you have for Mike about WPR's programming? What keeps you a loyal listener? And what can we do to make that experience even better? Call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can also post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll pick up that conversation, maybe hear from you, coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. And we're talking right now in studio with Mike Arnold, WPR's Director of Content, about what's going on at Wisconsin Public Radio. And you can join the conversation.
Call in at 800-642-1234 with your questions, comments, suggestions about the stuff you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Central Time Facebook page. Oh, let's go to our callers now. We've got Peter on the line in Madison. Peter, hi.
Hey, so I really like Central Time, and
thank
I'm
you.
Wondering if there's any chance that you might replace your morning programming with something similar in tone to Central Time. I find Dark Hardin just to be unlistenable, and I actually end up turning off the radio at night because, you know, and going to the BBC on another station because I know I'm going to have to wake up to Joy Cardin, and I just find that so unpleasant. So I'm wondering if you know, as long as you're shaking things up, you know, you got rid of what do you know, which I think was awesome. Thank you for doing that. It was long past due. But I'm wondering if you might make some shakeups in the morning, too, because that would think be a nice breath of fresh air.
Peter, thanks for calling. And we sometimes hear, why can't Central Time be more like Joy? And sometimes we hear, why can't Joy be more like Central Time? We got a little something for everybody and obviously something that we'll turn away some people like Peter,
too. Yeah, there's some people, listeners to Wisconsin Public Radio, it's kind of like the Donnie and Marie show. Some people are a little bit country. And some people are a little bit rock and roll, except here it's like some people are more a little more Central Time and some are a little more Joy. And so, you know, it's highly subjective what people think about different shows. But it's obvious that Peter would like something a little more peppy. We'll certainly keep that in mind. But also want to remind you, Peter, that there are a lot of people who really enjoy Joy Cardine's show as well. There are a lot of enthusiastic fans to that program. But we appreciate you calling and letting us know what you think, and also hearing some support for trying different things on Wisconsin Public Radio. So thanks, Peter, for that call.
And I'll say between the shows, too, we do bounce ideas back and forth and I think inspire each other a little bit and compete to have a better show, too, for that matter. So you hear a little bit of what goes on in the morning. A lot of us here worked on Joy's show in the past. So a lot of back and forth there. We'll go back to our callers at 800-642-1234. Kay is with us in Madison. Kay, hi.
Hi. Well, I really like Central Time. I have to say that first.
Thanks.
Especially when both of you hosts are on together. I think it's even stronger. But I like that new science show that Veronica's doing. I think science doesn't nearly get enough exposure. And I like the person from Discover Magazine. I think they're helping you with that show.
Gemma Tarlak, yeah.
Yeah, I really enjoy her. So that I would put in a vote for that show to stay.
Kay, thank you so much for that feedback. And we are, as we mentioned earlier, Mike, looking for feedback on Because Science and the other WPR Next programs.
Yes, we are. And Kay, we appreciate that a ringing endorsement of Veronica's pilot that was on. And Veronica seems happy, too. She actually did thumbs up when she said that. So we appreciate that call and appreciate your support in trying out some new things.
Okay, thanks for calling in. Before we go back to our callers, Mike, a couple other pieces of news I want to get into before we are done. Chapter a Day, long-running show at Wisconsin Public Radio. It's had some voices, including Michelle Good, sitting across the table from us. They're looking for some new voices, too, now.
Yeah. Chapter a Day is looking for a new reader. It started in 1931. Chapter is WPR's longest-running program. And the new reader would join Jim Fleming, Norman Gilliland, Michelle Good, and Susan Sweeney to read from a book each weekday. So if you've always wanted to be, if you're one of those people where, you know, you're at a party and you're talking about something, they go, wow, you have a really good voice. You ought to do Chapter a Day. Well, now you have your chance. So if you want to figure out how to do it, we have all the details about the audition process and requirement at WPR.org/audition. And it's really a great way to be a part of the WPR family. And it's a pretty open call. So if you can read and you think you can do it, you really should enter your name into this. They'll be asked to do a 5 to 7 minute audio reading that you'll have to submit to us, but, go for it. We're looking forward to having lots of people, apply for this for Chapter a Day.
WPR.org/audition if you want to give that a shot. Back to our callers now with Nancy in Minocqua. Nancy, hi.
Hi there. I have a question. How do you go about getting an idea that you have on the radio?
Well,
I have an idea for a show called Explore Wisconsin, where you would have someone come on once a week and tell about what festivals in all the areas of Wisconsin that are going on, so people from other areas can hear what's going on in the different part of Wisconsin.
That would be interesting. And Nancy, that's something we used to do more on Central Time and haven't in a while. I remember talking about Gator Days was that in Sparta or near Sparta and other festivals around the state. So do you have one you want to plug? Beforama, right, in Minocqua.
Well, not even just that. I listen a lot to NPR, Wisconsin Public Radio, and I love to go all over the place to go to different festivals. And usually the ones I hear about are the ones in my area, but I don't hear about the ones that are in Lower East Wisconsin or in Milwaukee, or just now recently there was some type of a cheese fest over in Green Bay over the weekend, but I didn't even know it was going on until I saw it on Facebook after it was done.
Gotcha, Nancy. Thank you for that suggestion. So more promos and information and interviews about the unique festivals around Wisconsin.
Yeah, and that's one of the things we're thinking about in looking at these program ideas is how we might be able to have something on that's here in Wisconsin that might be able to tune you into stuff like that. So thanks for that feedback, Nancy. We appreciate it.
And we are talking with Mike Arnold, Director of Content here at WPR. It's Mondays with Mike, looking at what's going on behind the scenes at Wisconsin Public Radio. Before we go back to your calls, I want to have NPR's Scott Simon set up our next topic for us. Here's a listen.
One of the oldest radio stations in this country celebrates its 100th birthday this year. Wisconsin Public Radio and WHA helped develop the framework for the public radio system we're familiar with today, so we asked WPR's Maureen McCollum to tell us about her station's legacy.
So Maureen's piece aired this weekend on Weekend Editions. The whole country got a look at our history here, Mike, and meantime, we're celebrating. What do we have going on? What's coming up?
Yeah, we have a lot of centennial events. Maybe you attended. There was a big Simply Folk one last week. There were like 700 people there. It's pretty crazy in Wausau. But coming up, we have some really cool things, too. We have Larry at Lambeau. That's June 22nd. Larry Mueller's appearance at Lambeau Field, where he'll welcome guests to discuss the history of the Green Bay Packers. Guests will include the Packers CEO President Mark Murphy and team historian Cliff Christie. I hear there are some people who are Packers fans.
There are a couple out there.
A few, yeah. And then we have some great old-time radio drama presentations. They're going to be doing a couple shows, one in Door County and one at Big Top Chautauqua in Bayfield. And then we also have a big centennial celebration in the fall. It's a grand celebration of the centennial year, and it's in Madison with NPR's Ari Shapiro and a cast of at least a few other people. And if you want to find out about those events, all you have to do is go to WPR.org/100. You can either do 100, but I think you can also write out 100 and you'll still get there. So lots of things to see on there, including a chance for you to kind of walk through time at Wisconsin Public Radio. There's a really cool timeline
on the centennial
site, and you can look at things, you can listen to things, you can watch videos. It's really cool. So hope you'll check that out, WPR.org/100.
I have an update. Our producer, Amanda Magnus, lets us know Gatorfest, I was wrong, is not in Sparta. It's near Sparta in Leon. Butterfest is in Sparta this weekend, actually. A caller let us know that one. Thanks for that information. Back to our callers now. Jim is with us in Mequon. Jim, hi.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Good. What did you want to tell us about, Jim?
Just a quick question. I have listened to University of the Air for years, and I just love it because it's so consistent with the original mission of Wisconsin Public Radio. But I've noticed in recent months that even though for years Norman and Emily would usually interview someone together, now it always seems to be one or the other of them. Is that a deliberate show change or you know, it's no big deal, but I just thought I'd ask.
Yeah, Jim, that is something that we've made a change with. It just gives Norman and Emily a chance to have more control over the show and do a wider range of topics. So we did make that change, and they both seem pretty happy with the transition. Although I do miss sometimes hearing them both on at the same time, but it seems to work out better that way for the show, and that it allows us to do a broader range of topics.
Jim, thanks for that call. We heard from Deb on Facebook who says, I love Joy Cardine and Kathleen Dunn. Well, so do we. Thanks for the feedback there. And again, you can keep sharing your feedback on the Central Time Facebook page. Back to our callers. Roberta is with us in Madison. Roberta, hi.
Hi there. Actually, while I was waiting, I thought of another comment, and that would be, I like the fact that you repeat some of the programming because maybe I'm not able to listen to it, you know, that afternoon, but it comes on, you know, maybe on the weekend or something like that. But the real purpose that I had called is I enjoy watching Charlie Rose on PBS because there's a flow to his conversations with, you know, one or two or three people.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't get breaks in between. And I've noticed that it seems like lately there's more in-house advertising, you know, like Kathleen Dunn will be talking and then she'll break to advertise who comes up next
mm-hmm.
on her program. Frankly, I find that kind of, I don't know, maybe a little insulting to the person who's there at the time. But it, to me, it spoils the flow of the conversation.
Interesting. Roberta, thanks a lot for that call. Mike?
Yeah, I we do hear that from people sometimes. I think that, that one of the reasons we do that is because of the way radio works, it's a little different from TV. So it's less of a destination thing and more somebody's driving around and they want to know what's going on. So it does help from time to time for radio listeners to be reminded of what's coming up or even who we're talking to sometimes. So we do have to interrupt in that way. One of the things we try to do, though, is have, I mean, we haven't increased the amount of, announcements about businesses or promotional announcements or things like that on the air. So we try to make it as unobtrusive as possible, but it sounds like based on your feedback, Roberta, that we could be a little more gentle about that. So that's something we can keep in mind in the future.
Thanks for all your calls. And Mike, I want to get into a couple of things real quick. Wisconsin Remembers, this is something we've been working on a little bit. What's going on?
Yeah, that is a traveling exhibit that we have that is a display that features a face for every Wisconsin veteran on the Vietnam Veterans Wall in Washington, and it's traveling around the state all year. And a list of where it will be displayed is available at WPR.org/veterans. It really is moving to see. We had it set up here at the station for a while, and it's just it's amazing to see how young some of the people were who were lost in Vietnam and who served their country. So it's a really good way to remember that.
And I was just on a WPR trip in D.C. and saw the Vietnam Wall and some of the names of people from Wisconsin and elsewhere. Very powerful. I still haven't made the Wisconsin Remembers display, though it was here at the studio for a while. So that is very powerful as well. Mike, thanks a lot for joining us today. Next month, you or Mike Crane will be on the Joy Cardine Show.
Mike Crane will probably be back next month. So, yes.
That was Mike Arnold, Director of Content here at Wisconsin Public Radio on this month's edition of Mondays with Mike. You can always share your thoughts with us, by the way. You can contact WPR's Audience Services team. They're happy to talk to you at 800-747-7444.